We all had. Alright, so let's just review Rashi. So Rashi holds like this: that what? That the mitzvah of. That according to that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa, is dafka kodem chatzos. Right? Dafka kodem shas yisr. But after Sheh shows, then it's Hashbasos b'chol dara. Right? According to Rashi. So what's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham according to Rashi? That's a good question. That's a good question. And in terms of the sixth hour itself, so that's the Tur. The Tur quotes the Rush. That he held that Rashi, held Dafka the sixth hour. And even though the Tur, that it's Dafka Sreifa in the sixth hour.
Like beforehand.
I'm sorry, it's Dafka in the sixth hour is Chayav Sreifa. It's Dir Sreifa. But if you do it in the morning, it wouldn't be Sreifa. But the Tur says he doesn't understand how the Rush said that, because Rashi himself said on Chav Zayin Am Beis, but if you're leaving within 30 days, they have in Sreifa. Yeah. I saw the Rav wanted to say that maybe Rashi held it's Dafka the last time you have to take care of it. It's not Dafka the sixth hour. It's just like the last moment you have to take care of it. So on the day on your dalet it'll be the sixth hour, but if you were leaving earlier it'll be right before you leave. So, I mean, the question is there an asay really according to Rashi of Tashbisu? Is there really a kiyum asay of Tashbisu, or is it the din that you have to like the Yisra say that you have to just have no chametz in your rishus mishay shalos ulamayla? That's really that's the main question. Is there an asay of tashbisu? See, the Rambam says there's an asay of tashbisu before the zman isser achila. That's what Rambam says. But there's an asay of tashbisu before the zman isser. But he learns the tashbisu is bittel. He learns the tashbisu is bittel. How does he learn Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Does he learn like Tosis, like Rashi? It's not clear. I mean, we make a bracha, levar al bir chametz. He says midrabanan is a mitzvah, but Rashi holds bir chametz is daraisa. It's mashmir. It is a mitzvah. I mean, because Rashi says that. Why says why do you, how do you know bittel is good? Because it doesn't say tevaru. Says Tashbisu. Right? That's his raya. It doesn't say destroy it. It says Tashbisu. So he said Tashbisu Sormi Botechem. It's a din in your Rishus. And they should have no chametz in your Rishus. It's not a din in destroying the Chefza. But then it comes out the coin review that it is like that for a little while. See, it sounds like he's learning, like we were trying to say the other day. Just to expound on what we're trying to say the other day. It sounds like he's learning, like the Rambam is saying, that Tashbisu, in other words, if you had a mitzvah just not to have chametz, that's a passive state. Right? It's a lack of something. That's the lack of something. But the problem is, how do you have a positive expression of a lack of something? Right? It's really the Nazis are supposed to have no chametz on the you have no chametz mishay shalos ulamayla. But Tashbisu implies a kiyum of an asay, of a positive, not just a negative. So how do you have a positive kiyum of not having something? So that requires That's done through a maisa of ridding yourself of it. Okay? So, that's what Rashi says, Tashbisu, Bayom HaRishon, Tashbisu implies not just not to have it, but there's a kiyum of doing something to usher in the state of not having it. There's a kiyum of transformation in the rishus. You only have a kiyum of transformation when you have it and then get rid of it. But of course, transformation is going to require that there's an issue to have it at a certain point. Right? So, maybe that's what the Rav means of it, that. And the Harei Kedem mentions it as asay and turns into an isra asay. First is a kiyum asay and then turns into an isra asay. But what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah really is to convert the rishus. To convert the rishus into a rishus that has no chametz. So that's what he's saying. But it's not a din of biur. It's not a din dafka of destroying the thing. That's why bittul is enough. Bittul is enough because all you have to do is make sure that when the zman, you have to do something that when the zman comes, you'll be free of chametz. That's enough. Bittul is enough. The only thing is, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is like this. See, everybody agrees once you have the zman iser, then you definitely, it's hashpas also b'chol davar. Because then it's not a kiyum of converting anymore. Once the zman iser comes, you lost the kiyum of converting your rishus. Now you're already into the state of iser itself. So now you don't really have the kiyum asay of tashbisu anymore. Now you just have the lav. Now you just have the other side of it, the iser. So then it's hashpas also b'chol davar to avoid the lav. Tashbisu in terms of avoiding the iser of having the chametz is b'chol davar. That's even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The only machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is the tashbisu of the conversion of the rishus, the tashbisu of the creating the rishus of no chametz. The Chachamim hold you accomplish that just by making the rishus the way it would be, the way it should exist afterwards. So it's exactly commensurate to the state that you're trying to produce. So if after the zman iser, all you have to have is that your rishus is free of chametz, so then you have to take all the chametz beforehand and get rid of it. Okay. But Rabbi Yehuda holds differently. See, I think Rabbi Yehuda holds like this. There's no iser chametz beforehand. So what's the kiyum of destroying the chametz? Right? Well, Rabbi Yehuda holds like this, that Rabbi Yehuda holds before the zman iser, he doesn't learn that there's a kiyum in the rishus. There's not a kiyum in the rishus. No, let me put it like this. There's a little bit of a... Before the zman iser, Rabbi Yehuda holds that what exists before the zman iser, the shem chametz exists before the zman iser. So if you're going to do a maisa, a mitzvah, a maisa, the only maisa that you have beforehand is the maisa of destroying the shem chametz itself. And whenever you have a mitzvah like that, that he learns from Nosar is Srefa. Now, who is saying like this? If you would take the chametz out of your Ashus and you throw it into the ocean, right now, what's the kiyum right now? Is it just that I prepared myself? He says, that's just like preparing yourself. That's just like a hachana. That now, when the zman iser comes, I won't have anything. It's like a hachana, right? But Rabbi Yehuda held that there's a kiyum right now. There should be a kiyum right now. He said that's bittul. Bittul is a hachana. Bittul is the din of just of preparing your shus, preparing the rishus for when the iser comes in. You'll be in line with the mitzvah. Right, but he also held there's a kiyum b'maisa right now. But the only kiyum b'maisa right now is a kiyum in destroying the shame chametz, because the shame chametz exists. It's a different kiyum. It's not a kiyum of ba'yiro ba'yimotzei. In other words, There's two ways to hachana according to Rabbi Yehuda. Either you do bittul, which simply means that I am preparing myself, I'm preparing my rishus, so that when the turnover occurs, I won't be in violation of the next zman. Right? I won't be in violation of the next zman. But that's really like a maisa that you're doing now, then as a kiyum later. As a kiyum when the zman comes. Right? And he says, but there's also an idea of a mitzvah that has a kiyum in this moment. Okay? A mitzvah that has a kiyum in this moment. How do you have a mitzvah that has a kiyum in this moment? There's a mitzvah, he holds, is also a mitzvah that, in other words, The problem is like this. What's the kiyum that I'm trying to achieve is not having chametz. Right? As long as I'm tied to trying to produce the state where I have no chametz, that's really only significant when the Shas Isser shows up. Right? So you can't really do something now that has a kiyum right now if it's tied simply to the removal of the chametz in Yerushas. But he learns from Nosar that nosa, there's also a din that it's not an iser. Once you're over the nosa, like Tosa says, there's no further mitzvah of having it. There's no further mitzvah. You're not over a bayiro bayimotzei on having the nosa longer, right? Once you did the iser is over. Okay, so there's a kiyum of destroying the shame. There's a kiyum of destroying a shame. Even though you're not in violation of an Isser right now having it. That's exactly how he learns Chametz Lifnei Pesach. That's his limud from Nosar. That you see that there is that a shame that is involved in Isser, that because of Isser, sometimes you have a shame that devolves on a Cheftza. To destroy a shame of the Cheftza, there's a kiyum of destroying the shame of a cheftza, even though it's not a kiyum of removing an ongoing iser. Now, it's really, for Rashi, I would say that's his best argument to why he dafka learns Rabbi Yehuda's before the Shas Isser. Like, I think I mentioned this. Because that's really the only time that it's exactly like Nosar. Because Nosar is not a sreifa to remove a lav that you're involved in. It's over already. But if you'd wait for the Shas Isser to arrive, then the Sreifa would be a Sreifa of the Kiyam Aseh of not having Chametz. It wouldn't be a Kiyam in its own right of just destroying a Cheftza. Right? You'd have to destroy it because of the reason of not having it. Right? But Nosar is not an Isser of having it. Nosar is just the shame Isser, it's the shame Isser that is a Chiyav to destroy. So he's saying, Kohen Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to prepare your Rishus, if you want to be Mekayim Tashbisu, you can do it in two ways. Either you prepare your Rishus to be in the proper state so that when the Isser arrives, there will be no Isser of owning the Chametz. Or he learns from Nosa that there's a Maisa of destroying a shame. Even though right now it's not involved in the Nisr. So there's no difference. You want to do Tashbisu, you want to convert You want to be mekayim, the asay of preparing for the next man. You can either do that by being in the right position for the next man, physically or mentally, or by eliminating the shame that will be the problem in the next man. But there's a special mitzvah now of destroying a shame. There's a special method of destroying a shame. He's not learning from Nosta that there's a chi of Sreifa. He's learning from Nosta the idea of destroying a shame b'maisa. It's just like the Ramban says. The Ramban says, when he's trying to answering Rashi's kashas, the kashas on Rashi, he says tashbisu means bittul. He says, but if you want to do it biyodayim, then it's sreifa. Right? Because it's a different method. One is a method of affecting your rishus in the way it should be afterwards. Right? But that's a maisa that you do now that will just set you up for later. But that's permissible because all it says is tashbisu. It doesn't say a mitzvah chiyuvus of destroying. But if you want to destroy the chefza, if you want to do it biyodayim, then he learns from Noser it has to be b'sreifa, because Noser and chametz are both cases we have to destroy the shame ochel. If you want to destroy the shame ochel, you have to do the dafka b'sreifa. Is there a shame sukkah before sukkahs? Question: is there a shame matzah? Is there a shame chametz before Pesach? Is there a shame matzah before Pesach?
There's no shame chametz even during Pesach according to Rashi. There's just you can't eat flour and water.
Well, there's a shame of chametz. It's a definition of chametz. There's an entity of chametz. Well, you could say shame, we mean over here a halachically significant definition, right? So, see, I think that's really what Rashi's learning. Maybe there's a better way to look at it. That just like before sukkahs, you have an obligation to have a sukkah, right? I mean, the mitzvah of sukkahs requires you to build a sukkah. And the Gemara says you could really make a shechianu on the sukkah that you build before sukkahs. Okay, it really is a kvius of a cheftza of sukkah. The only reason you don't, we just wait until sukkah. So we say the one shechianu on the yom and on the sukkah. But you could really make the shechianu earlier. Once the cheftza of the mitzvah emerges. But over here by chametz, it's a strange reversal. This is actually an interesting idea. It's a strange reversal. That it's not that you want to produce a cheftza shel mitzvah. But there's a cheftza whose presence is a tarti de sasri to a certain mitzvah. In other words, by sukkah, you have to build a sukkah before sukkahs because you need the cheftza of sukkah. Right? So sukkah is important in the positive way. It's important to continue to exist on sukkahs. Okay. But chametz is really the opposite. Chametz is important for it not to exist because there's a zman that its existence is contrary to the yom. Okay. So the preparation for both mitzvos requires an action vis-a-vis a cheftza. One requires its construction and one requires its destruction. So when can you be mekayim this mitzvah? So that's why the Rosh is saying that it's dafka when it's close. It has to be mitzuruf to the thing. It has to be l'shem. Like just like if you build a sukkah during the year, it has to be with shloshim yom. But the same thing, shloshim yom, within shloshim yom, anytime you if within shloshim yom you're about to leave, then you have the mitzvah now. Then you do have the mitzvah right now. But But Rashi's learning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the destruction of the Chefetz of Chametz does have a halachic significance, he learns from another mitzvah. Now you can learn from a mitzvah. See, this bothers me. Why would you learn from Nosar if it's not a mitzvah in the Chefetz? Right? But see, it comes out like this. So that's really the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That is it just a mitzvah that tashbisu just means that tashbisu means that you have to be in a certain state on Pesach or whatever misheshos l'mayla. So the existence of chametz is now chametz birshuscha is a chefza that demands action. Okay, but the Torah doesn't prescribe any specific action. It only demands an action because its presence will be contrary to the yom, right? So therefore, all you have to do to all tashbisu demands of you is to remove it. Is to remove its presence. That's what Rashi means that the bittul is enough because of tashbisu. Just like you don't really have to build a sukkah, you can shnara off of someone else. Right, no mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's just the mitzvah to be in a sukkah, and being in a sukkah demands a certain preparation, right? So tashbisu also, it means that you have to be in a certain situation, but it doesn't make a demand on a specific maisa. So bittul ba'alma would be enough. The only question between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is this. Do you say that the only significance is chametz birashuscha? So then the only halachic response is to undo chametz birashuscha. The tie between chametz and yerushus is the only thing that's important. The relationship between chametz and yerushus is the only thing that's significant. So any way that I break the chametz from my yerushus, either belave or b'maisa, is equal. But there can't be a significance of burning the chametz. That's elevating the chametz. That's saying there's more than just chametz birushuscha. That's saying there's chametz as a cheftza. Now that's really the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Maybe that's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Right? That the Chachamim say tashbisu is really the only mitzvah that tashbisu puts upon you before the shah shvius is to negate that which would be iser. The only thing that would be iser is the relationship between chametz and yerushas. But Rabbi Yehuda holds. That chametz itself as a cheftza becomes significant, not just chametz in the relationship of birshuscha, but the chametz in your rishus now has a separate din of a cheftza and you can either deal with it in two ways. Either you can deal with the relationship, that will be bittul, or you deal with the cheftza. But now you learn from Nosar how to be mevayer a cheftza. That's the best I can get right now. If you left it,
yeah.
Right, but once Pesach comes around, now it's not a hachana situation anymore. Now it's just the iser. Right. Now it's just the iser. So now you get rid of it anyway. Now it's definitely just the iser is definitely in your rishus. So once it's in your rishus, once you have the iser, the only obligation is to remove the iser. But in preparing for the iser, since the iser itself has two components, the rishus and the cheftza, in preparing yod, you can prepare either from the tzad of the rishus or from the tzad of the cheftza. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Rabbanon, there's no tut studen, it's just one unit of chametz birshuscha. So there's no reason to break off the chametz as a separate entity and deal with it on its own.
What?
See, that's why I think it's good with Rashi's lashon of the Shas Bior and the Shloba Shas Bior, because Shas Bior, he means in terms of the chiyuv, in terms of the chiyuv from the mitzvah itself, not in terms of the hachana of the mitzvah. That's why do you call Shas Bior? Like all those gemaras on Dalit keep saying, Lerabos lele yedalid lebior, Lerabos leil tesvav lebior. Bior means the iser itself of having it. Bior means the positive, the necessity of destroying it because of the iser itself. Shlobishas biuro means the time that you're preparing for the bior. It's not a kiyum of shas. It's not a kiyum of the. It's not the avoidance of the iser anymore. It's an achana. It's not an avoidance of the present iser. It's an achana. That's why he calls Shas Bior always the time where there's a demand to destroy it. No, there's no demand to destroy it in the Shas Shishis necessarily. You could eat it still. You could do bittel. The only time you have to actually do beer is when it's in the Zman Isser. Okay, so anyways, let's go back to, I just wanted to take up this one last point. The question of is there a mitzvah to keep chametz in order to burn it? Is there a mitzvah to keep chametz in order to burn it? So according to the way we're learning Rashi, well, actually it depends if you listen to the first half of this year or the second half of this year, right? According to the first half of this year, we're learning like the Rav in Nahari Kedem, he's learning there is definitely a mitzvah chiyuvis. He's learning there is a mitzvah saseh in the morning to burn, to destroy chametz. Right, that's what he wants to, because he has a question on the Reb Chaim that we did yesterday. Because Reb Chaim says, according to the Rambam, it's just Nisr Aseh. Right, just take a look at the piece he has over there. There's a couple pieces on this topic. In the Harei Kedem, the second volume, I think it is. So he has a question. Reb Chaim says, according to the Rambam, it's just Nisr Aseh. The only thing is, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Aseh, he says. Lefnei Zman Isr. He says there's a mitzvah asay of tashbisu before the shas isra achila. So he says that doesn't sound like a just a negative. It sounds like Rambam's talking about a real mitzvah, right? So he wants to say that it starts out as an asay, as a real mitzvah chiyuvis, and then it turns into an isra. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Minchas Chinuch seems to think that if that's the type of mitzvah, then there really should be you might not be chayev to go out and get it, but it would be a good thing, like tzitzis, right? If you say, if you have a beged of dal kanfos, so then there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. If I don't have a beged of dal kanfos, no mitzvah of tzitzis. But everybody agrees it's a good idea to get the beged to be chayev in tzitzis. Nobody would say it's not a good idea, right? So would you say, so he wants to, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, if you're going to learn that there's a real kiyum asay of destroying the chametz, then you should really go out and get chametz in order to be mekayim asay. It's true that if you don't do it, you're not going to lose anything, because the main thing is not to have the chametz. You're still not going to be over any isser if you don't do it.
Right? Mekayim would never book that, because he'd say it's not an asay at all.
Oh, no, but see, even the Rav wanted to say that Rav Chaim would hold that before the Zman Isser, there is a mitzvah saseh. Because the Rambam says it's a mitzvah saseh. So that's in the Rambam. So the question though is, does that make sense? Does that make sense to say? Because the Minchas Chinuch is saying like this, saying there are mitzvah saseh of two kinds. There are mitzvah saseh of three kinds. Okay? There's a mitzvah saseh that's just an Isser saseh. Right? Like chametz on Mishesh also the Maila. Right, according to the Rambam. No, there's no, like the like Rav Chaim was saying yesterday, there's no mitzvah of tashbisu at that point. There's no, just to remove yourself from the Isser. Right? That's one. So that type of mitzvah, you should never be Mekayim. That type of asay, right, you want to be Mekayim it without, you would be ridiculous to say, it would be ridiculous to say, right, get chametz in order that you can get rid of it. Because not having it is the mitzvah itself. And having it is a violation of the mitzvah. Right, so that's obviously ridiculous to say to get chametz to be mekayim in isra asay. Right, but then there are two other kinds of asays. There's an asay that's a chovas gavra, a karkafta de gavra, as he says, like achilas matzah. that you don't have a choice, you must do it. But then there are assays that are situational, right? And he says, assays that are situational, you should seek out and do. That's a chassidus. That's a good idea, right? Like a good idea to wear tzitzis. It's a good idea to make yourself chayev in tzitzis, right? So then he wants to say that the mitzvah of tashbisu, if you hold as an assay of tashbisu before Pesach, would be like a situational mitzvah. And you should do it. And then he has a whole kasha. Why don't we dafka wait until the end of the shishis, the beginning of the shvius, to be mekayim the assay according to Tosfos? So he wants to say, how could the rabbanon be mafkia, real mitzvah assay? He goes through the whole thing. And he says, no, they can do it because it's not a mitzvah schovis, it's a situational mitzvah. And those kinds of mitzvahs, he says, you could undo, right? Those kinds of mitzvahs, you can be mafkia, right? Did you see that last part?
No.
Oh, okay. I think that's what he says in the end. But I think it's not true. I think he's making a mistake, the way I see it, it would seem to me that you can break up that category of the situational mitzvah into a further breakdown. And there are some where you should seek it out and some where you shouldn't. Okay? And that's what I wanted to show you from the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Okay, I got the basic facts, I think, right? Because the Rambam says like this, that what? That if you did Shechitas Chaya V'Oof, right, the Shechitas Chaya or Oof, so then you Chayav in Kisui Adam, correct? Correct? Now, what are the rules over there? It says like this. If you did the Maisa Kisui, and then the wind blows it off, you're putter, right? But if the wind blew it, if the wind blew over it, you're also putter. But
the wind covered it
over with dirt, you're also putter, right? But if the wind covered it over with dirt and then uncovered it, then you're chayav, right? So mamarashach, if the wind covering it over is a good kisui, right, like you're doing it, so then how come when the wind uncovers it, you're still chayev? That's when you do a good kisui, even though the wind uncovers it, you're putter. So when the wind covers it over, is that a good kisui or not? If it's a good kisui, so then why when the wind blows it off, are you chayev? You should still be putter. And if it's not, you should be chayev to do kisui again. Anyway, so I think the answer is like this. That the kisui of the wind is not a good kisui. Right, it's not a good kisui. But what it does is it removes the situation of kisui. Okay, and when the wind unblows it, it reinstates the situation of kisui. So we can draw one conclusion that when you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of kisui, right, but the situation is unavailable. There's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah to make the situation in order to do the mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvah is kisui. The mitzvah is kisui. Now, if it's already covered, what are you doing? There's nothing to do. And uncovering in order to cover is pointless. Right? So it's not like tzitzis. Tzitzis is a positive state, to be me'utaf b'tzitzis. That's a positive. The kiyum of tzitzis is a reshus, but it's a positive ongoing kiyum of being in tzitzis, being lovesh tzitzis. So if I don't have it, it's a good idea to be lovesh, because it will be a difference. I'll have affected a change. Right, but the mitzvah of kisui, and I'm saying also the mitzvah of tashbisu, is to negate something. That's the ikar of the mitzvah, to negate something. Now, if it's already gone, you don't say there's a mitzvah now to get it in order to negate it b'maisa. That's nonsensical. Why? It's already gone. Why do anything? There's no. If the ikar of the mitzvah is to remove something, like dam. That's why kisui adam is because they would worship the dam, whatever, they would do things with dam. So the mitzvah is to really get rid of the dam, the kisui. Once you did the ma'isa, you're potter. But the nature of the ma'isa is a ma'isa of hasora, of removal. So you'll never say that if the thing is already gone, I should bring it back so that I can remove it. Then you didn't accomplish anything. It was already was gone. Right? So that's what I'm saying. That even though there's a further chilek. Even in the mitzvah that's a reshus, that's a dependent on the situation, if the kiyum is the absence, then when you have the absence, you never say put yourself in it so you can get back to the absence. But when it's a reshus of a positive nature, then you would do it. So as I'm saying, even if you're going to learn there's a mitzvah chiyuvus, I would disagree with the Minchas Chinuch. There would be no kiyum. There'd be no kiyum in going. There'd be no mitzvah to go ahead and get it just so you can get rid of it. That would be like making it into its own ma'isa mitzvah. It has nothing to do with not having it. Because I saw he just says it, Agav Orcha, the Rav in Harei Kedem. He just mentions that it wouldn't even if you're going to learn it's a mitzvah like the Rambam, you still wouldn't have to go out and get it. He doesn't say why, but that's what he says over there. All right.
Cover.
In other words, is it a ma'isa kisui to first uncover and then cover? No. In other words, right now, is it a ma'isa kisui to uncover and cover? No. That's not a ma'isa kisui. So you can't say right now, I'm chayiv in a ma'isa kisui. So what, I have to make it available to me? No, it's ena chanami. If I uncovered it, I'd be chayiv in kisui. But right now, you can't say I'm chayiv in kisui. Cover what? There's nothing to cover. And there can't be a chiyuv to uncover to cover. Because that's not a ma'isa kisui. The only thing that can be chal on you is a ma'isa kisui. Can't be chal on you a thing to make a ma'isa kisui available. So the same thing over here. The only thing that's chal on you is a mitzvah of tashbisu. Can't say there's a mitzvah to get it to do tashbisu. It has no chov at all. Now, there's two ways to remove the chov. Either because you are mekayim the mitzvah, that removes the chov.
Or the state was.
Or there just is no ma'isa of the chov, there's no ma'isa of the mitzvah at all. Never, you're not in a situation, that would be like saying shechta, you have to be, it would be like saying you chayev to shechta chaya in order to do kisya dam.